Cantor Audio presents Straits of Hell by Taylor Anderson, narrated by William Dufresne.
If I have discovered one genuinely profound truth in all my travels and adventures, it is this. Mercy is a moral construct that does not exist in nature. No unthinking, as we would define it, creature possesses the merest notion of mercy. Raw nature quite literally subscribes only to the law of the jungle, in which creatures kill, or are killed, for food, territory, breeding opportunities, and, yes, even pleasure. Those on the world from whence we came, who naively maintained that man is the only animal that kills for pleasure, are fools, who have never seen their beloved, sated house-cat torment its prey in the most horrid fashion. Their little monster is not hungry, nor does it fear for its life. Its prey, a small bird or mouse, for example, threatens no competition for territory or breeding opportunities. Their sweet pet tortures and kills without pity, for amusement alone. Some may call this instinct. But does that then mean that cruelty is instinctive? Mercy is unknown in the animal kingdom, there or here. What predator will release its prey with a contrite countenance at the sound of a pitiful bleat or the panicked, hungry cries of its young that only it can tend? None whatsoever for pity's sake, even when to make the slightest effort to slaughter the now doomed offspring would be the greatest kindness it could do them. And when one mistakenly ascribes benevolent intent to some beast in its natural habitat, what one truly sees is complacency and satiation, even fear of personal injury. It is surely not a moral choice to do no harm. The notion of mercy began simply enough among humans on our old world, and is perhaps best defined here as unexpectedly refraining from causing death or harm to another being that either deserves to die, or that it is in one's nature or best interest to slay. The earliest mention of the word mercy, to my knowledge, comes to us from the Old Testament, when God spared Lot from the destruction he rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah. That, however, might be cynically explained as the practice, common at the time, of allowing a few witnesses of a terrible act or massacre to go forth and spread the word of what will happen to others who do not submit to or obey a conquering king, warlord, or god. I strive to resist cynicism of that sort as best I can, though the struggle does grow tedious at times. Still, I endeavor to adhere...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?